Hi, this is Senator Janice Ringhand with this week's Democratic Radio Address. I remember as a kid getting so excited when we'd have a big storm and the power would go out. It seemed fun to me then, candles and stories. But as I've grown older, I look back and realize why my parents didn't share my excitement. It can be frightening to suddenly find you can't rely on something that you depend on to keep you and your family safe. Most of us assume that when we pick up the phone and dial 911, someone will answer and help will immediately be on the way. For those of you who live in rural areas of the state, that may not always be the case. Imagine a loved one in need. You dial 911 and learn they don't have police, medics, or firefighters to send to help you. Local governments depend on shared revenue payments from the state to keep our communities going. Our neighbors' lives should not be put in danger because the Republicans who control the legislature sit on a $1 billion surplus while local communities struggle. That's why we were excited to see Governor Evers' announcement that he's awarding $32 million in emergency medical services flex grants to EMS providers in every corner of the state. Democrats know that Wisconsinites deserve timely access to EMS, regardless of where they live, and are proud to work with the governor to help make you safer.